Here we go. We're back at Yahoo Sports Radio. I'm Elissa Walker-Campbell, and we are getting set to play the audio from my exclusive one-on-one interview with Dallas Mavericks head coach Rick Carlisle. Of course, we're going to take time to preview the upcoming season. It is hard to believe it is just around the corner, the 2013-2014 season. Last year, the Dallas Mavericks, going 41-41, they finished at 500. They missed the playoffs for the first time since 2000. So they are looking to get back on track. And of course, as I was talking about in the open, they've got a completely revamped roster, a number of new players, 9 to 10 new players coming into training camp. A lot of intriguing storylines with the Mavericks in terms of with their new point guard, Jose Calderon, a savvy point guard. He's got impressive stats. Coach Carlisle, he does have an opportunity. He does share that with me. Monte Ellis, of course, coming from the Bucks, and Samuel Dalembert is going to be joining us. And then, of course, you know, how will this all come together in terms of with the veterans that are on board, with Dirk and Sean Marion and Vince Carter? So we're going to roll right now to this exclusive interview with Rick Carlisle, the Dallas Mavericks head coach.
It's hard to believe he's already in his sixth season with the Mavericks, and with training camp just around the corner, we wanted to reconvene and get your thoughts on the upcoming season. And Rick, on a personal note, I can't think of a better way to start off my very first show than hooping it up, talking some NBA with one of the best guys in the business. Thank you so much for the time.
I'm honored. And this is a new deal for you. Wish you the best. I know you're going to kick ass, as always.
Well, it's an exciting destination. We're thrilled to be teamed up with Yahoo Sports Radio. And certainly, let's talk about your journey, because dynamic change has taken place within your roster once again. What are you looking forward to the most working with this particular group of individuals, of veterans and of rookies?
Well, getting to know these guys. You know, one of the things about being successful in this league is you've got to get to know your players, what they can and can't do. And, you know, during the summer, we've certainly begun that process. But now that guys are in town, now that we're into mid-September, you know, the next couple weeks are big for us. And then we get into training camp, and, you know, we're going to have to find out as much as we can in a short period of time.
I was going to say, what are some of those early objectives, those immediate goals that you will try to get with the guys because and get them on board and to acclimate quickly? Because it's been a bit of a repetitive theme, having so many new players once again on a revamped roster.
Yeah, it's, you know, I love the challenge of it. You know, continuity is always great, but, you know, there are times from a franchise perspective where you just, it's just not possible for whatever reasons. And you know, we wanted to get heavily into free agency the last couple of years. We didn't get any big fish, but I like the pieces that we've put with this team. And so now, you know, it's finding out what guys can do, looking at guys' present skill sets and trying to get them better before the season by working every day, communicating with some of these guys on, you know, things that, how they view certain aspects of the games, things that they like, don't like. Talking about things that we've seen on film to kind of get some feedback. There's a lot involved with it, but you know, like any endeavor, any business, any sport, you know, communication is a huge key. And you know, I'm always working on being a better communicator.
I was thinking about one of our earlier conversations, and you talked about the team building aspect, team chemistry, that if you drew out a pie chart, it was a half or a third as far as the level of importance. Rick, how do you accelerate that process with so many new faces in a short period of time?
Well, that's a great question. You always want to accelerate it. You know, for us last year, for example, you know, we didn't really come together until we hit some really tough times. And, you know, the hope is that this year we won't be in that position. I think we have a much better chance of being more successful early because Dirk is healthy. He's had a great summer, and we're looking to get out of the gate with everybody healthy. So, you know, that's a priority. But, look, I'm going to be doing anything I can to keep it a little zany, a little wacky, keep guys into it, but always preaching, you know, kind of what our core goals are, and that is, you know, we want to be a great pace and flow team offensively, and we want to somehow maintain a possession mentality defensively, meaning, you know, we want to have it both ways. You know, we want to play fast, and yet we want to be able to get back and stop people, and that's one of the hard things to do in coaching.
Well, Coach, you're going to have to get these guys on board very quickly because I've had a chance to review your schedule, and a very daunting task early on. You're facing so many Western Conference teams in terms of Houston and Oklahoma City, even the Lakers. But even in that first month, you have 6 back-to-backs. That's quite a challenge.
Thanks for reminding me of that. And look, that's okay. I think in some ways, you know, kind of getting back to your previous question, you know, a really tough first month is something that can be a galvanizing thing. And we know it's going to be challenging. But look, I like the guys that we have on our team. I like the way the team looks on paper, and teams are going to have to play us too. So, you know, between now and the first game, we've got to devise what we feel is the right offensive system based on, you know, 9 new players on a 15-man team. And then defensively, you know, the key things that are going to bring us together to allow us to get stops. And, hey, you know, that's why there's only 30 of these jobs. That's why they pay a lot. And that's why they're not just pulling guys off the street to do them.
Well, one of the things that you're looking forward to this season, Coach, of course, is the experience. And the most important position on the floor is the point guard position. You were able to get a key acquisition in Jose Calderon. And you start looking at the raw stats as far as his assist-to-turnover ratio, averaged over 7 assists per game. He's an excellent three-point shooter. I know you're an analytics guy, you know, with a plus-minus. It really looks good. I have to tell you, though, following his career, it seems like he has flown a little bit under the radar. Is he one of the most underrated point guards in the league?
Well, I don't think people are aware of the level of his efficiency. You know, he's got like a 6 or 7 to 1 assist to turnover ratio, which puts him at the very top of the league, and that's big. And one of the things with our identity as a team this year, we're going to have to be a very efficient team with the ball, and we're going to have to be 13 or less turnovers a game if we want to have the year we want to have. And Jose's going to be a big part of that. And you know, like Jason Kidd, you know, he's an experienced guy who understands how the game is played. He has a good feel for personnel. So when we're in our flow sort of oriented stuff, he'll be able to make the right reads and get guys in the right positions. And, you know, those things are really important. Last year, you know, our guard position was very young, and our lack of experience was something that was one of our challenges. But we should be better this year.
What is Jose's style? You were talking about Jason Kidd, Steve Nash, you know, Maverick fans throughout the years. There's been some wonderful point guards that have been here. Last year, a little bit of a platooning effect as far as with Collison and Derek Fisher here for a brief period of time, Mike James. What style does he bring? Is he a pass-first kind of guy?
You know, he's just a pure point guard. And, you know, if you've watched the teams he's played for, if you watch the Spanish national team, you know, he's one of those guys that always figures out the right thing to do, whether it's to be aggressive and step into the shot, whether it's to, you know, make the assist pass or the pass that leads to the assist. You know, he's got a sense for that kind of stuff. And again, I can't say it enough about the importance of having that kind of vast experience. I mean, it's really key for us.
What about as far as his personality, his disposition, his presence? That obviously, those intangibles are very important as a point guard, whether you're on the floor or in the locker room, to bring guys together when you hit adversity.
Yeah. Well, he's a great guy. I mean, if you spent some time with him, you'd say, this is one of the nicest people and one of the most interesting guys I've ever spent time around. And so he's going to be a guy in the locker room that's going to be a real positive vibe, you know, good karma kind of guy. He's into winning, and, you know, at this point in his career, you know, 8 years into his NBA career, you know, that's his priority. Stats and stuff don't interest him that much, and it's going to be the same way with most of our guys. So, you know, I think he's going to be great, and we've got some other guys behind him that I think can add some different dimensions as well.
We're going to talk about them momentarily, but as a head coach, do you have a bucket list, obviously, of, you know, what you want in a point guard, the most important position on the floor? How important is it to have a point guard that can rebound the basketball? Because you'd said before, you know, Jason Kidd, on any given night, he could scoop up 5, 6, sometimes 10 rebounds. Does Jose need to rebound the ball for you?
Bucket list?
Well,
geez, am I getting that old? you know, I don't know what Jose's rebound numbers are, but he's a guy that's got a nose for the ball. And, you know, I think he's going to be a good all-around player for us. He's not going to be an all-star for us or anything like that. He's not going to be a leading scorer. But what we need for him to do is kind of make sure he settles us, that, you know, he kind of solidifies the guys he's out in the court with. And, you know, we just need him to do the things that present themselves in the game. He's not the kind of guy that's going to make a lot of things happen with raw speed or anything like that. But in a, within a system, he's really good at seeing the right things and making the right plays.
That, of course, was Dallas Mavericks head coach Rick Carlisle of the Mavericks, unable to sign Dwight Howard, but secured some impressive free agents in Jose Calderon, Monte Ellis, and Samuel D'Alembert. We're going to talk about in the next portion at the bottom of the hour, we are going to be hearing a little bit about as far as how did the rookies do in the NBA Summer League, Gal Meckel and Ricky Lito, and, of course, Shane Larkin. He was unable to participate because of his ankle injury, and but he is out of the boot. Rick Carlisle shares that with us. We also want to direct you, before we go to break, since we're up against the clock, we want you to go to my Twitter handle. That is at eRadioSports. And, of course, you can check out all this interviews at yahoosportsradio.com. So we're going to take time to preview training camp, and we'll also take time to relive some really special memories. Rick Carlisle's had the opportunity to win a world championship as a player with the Boston Celtics and also as a head coach in 2011 with the Mavericks. But he's had the chance to work with some wonderful, very talented individuals, Hall of Fame coaches, Bill Fitch, Rick Pitino, Larry Bird, and the late and great Chuck Daly. And so Coach shares a little bit of that. So we're going to go to break, and we will be right back with much more on Yahoo Sports Radio. Stay close.